Okay.
That we're live.
Yep, we're good. Audacity just didn't want to do a thing initially. Okay. Welcome to the Lifecast. I'm your host, Deanna Manassian, here with Sydney. Sorry.
Hello.
Adam.
Hi.
And Dan.
Yo.
How's it going, everybody?
It's going.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going. The wheel is spinning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what's Icarus's favorite appetizer?
A wheel? Spinning.
I think you have the wrong myth here.
The sun.
Yeah. He's just going to eat the fucking sun.
He's going to eat the sun. For revenge.
I'm trying to think of a pun, but none are coming to me.
Lightning.
Again, wrong myth.
Wings.
Hot wings.
Oh. Okay. Okay, yep,
yeah.
There it is.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Didn't go over as well as I thought it would go.
I got it.
That's okay.
I understand it now that you've said it.
Okay.
But I'm not that
all
right. Up to date in my mythology.
it was part of my major, so I don't blame you.
But wasn't it Daedalus who, fell in?
No, it was Icarus.
Oh, yeah.
Because he flew too close to the sun. The wax on his wings, got too hot. And his wings fell apart. And then he died. So don't do that.
I don't have wings. I think that's...
That's right, guys. Don't fly too close to the sun.
Unless you're in a plane.
Even if you're in a plane.
But the plane won't melt around you. Unless you fly to the sun.
Depends how hot it is, I guess.
So, how's it going? Did you play any video games this week?
Yeah.
I attempted to.
Yeah, I tried also. Actually, I can talk about one that I played.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
No, you guys start.
No.
I insist.
Okay. I've been playing a lot of Tekken 7. It's really good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's super balanced. I love it. It's probably going to end up being my second game in place of Street Fighter V.
Yeah, fuck you, Street Fighter V.
Yeah. I also, on the Steam Summer Sale, bought Pac-Man Championship Edition. It's such a good game.
It's...
Yeah.
Championship Edition is so fucking good.
It really is.
What a great game.
Score attack mode is the actual best.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a kick-ass soundtrack too. And there's so much that's good about Championship Edition. It's really, really great. It's been a while since I've played it. I remember the sequel came out and it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
What else?
And that's it for video games, but I've started DMing D&D with some of my friends and Lynn.
Hey, how's that?
It's pretty cool. We're starting an actual campaign soon.
Mm-hmm.
I've discovered that I absolutely love beholders just as enemies because they're just little floating Hitler eyes with extra narcissism.
Okay, Hitler eyes?
They're floating eyes and they're super racist, narcissistic assholes.
Okay, gotcha.
They're really fun to write because they're also super hard to fight against. So they're just nothing but aggravating.
Speaking of D&D, my friends have also asked me to DM a thing for them soon. Yeah. So I actually have to do that.
Oh wow.
And man, I'm not ready for it. I'll be honest.
You absolutely don't think you're ready until after the session is over, and then you still don't think you were ready.
Luckily, they don't really have much to compare me to. So
yeah, no, that's because I watched a lot of Matt Colville to prep for being a DM, and one of the best things he said was, "If you're with a bunch of new players, they're not gonna know you're a bad DM."
Yeah,
perfect.
So
yeah, so it'll be fun. We have gotten to the point where we are making characters. That's about it so far.
Woo.
I haven't done a hell of a lot of stuff yet.
I don't have local friends to play D&D with.
Me neither. My sisters don't want to play.
They make for a great podcast.
Yep. I do kind of want to be okay, let's try it for one session.
Yeah.
And I want to deck out a room in our house.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
That's just full on D&D tavern, old timey tavern. So if they're not hooked then, you know.
They'll never be.
Yeah.
See, where we play, we just completely fall into the stereotype with Lynn. We play in my my fucking musty ass basement on a fold up table.
Yep.
It's everything you imagine about a stereotypical game of D&D happens in the setting there.
There are Cheetos.
Yeah. There actually were Cheetos at one point, I think.
Yep.
And just a bunch of chips.
Was there Mountain Dew?
No.
Oh, damn it. Was there beer?
No.
Okay.
But what
there
if
was
you,
water.
But what all if right. you LARP with subs?
LARP with subs?
Yeah, for like the sword fights.
Oh, see? Okay. I see what you're doing now. Okay, because there's lots of sandwiches in Lynn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I have nothing to contribute to this conversation.
I've been playing a lot of Snake Pass.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Steam Summer Sale. And Snake Pass, for those who don't know, it is a... Shut the fuck up, Victor. It is a...
Yeah, we have
it's,
a heckler.
It's a three. Yeah, we have an audience member. It's a 3D platformer in which you play as a snake named Noodle. Okay. And and the way this game controls is really interesting. So how it'll control is... So I've been playing with the game with a controller. So if you press the right stick, the right trigger, I'm sorry. The snake will move.
Might be.
The snake will just move forward. So you don't really, like, use the stick to move. You move the stick to direct yourself. But okay. If you press the right trigger, you just move. And then to control your head, you press A. So, like, he'll lift his head and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really, really weird control setup. But once you get used to it, it's actually really, really good. Like, it controls very well. And it also makes it kind of challenging because it's, like, a controller layout that I've never played before.
Yeah, I saw, and, like... 10 seconds of it in a video uploaded by Balrog a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. Like Balrog's game room, not Balrog like PR Balrog.
Not PR, okay.
And it looked really cute.
Yeah. It's a hell of a lot of fun. It's getting pretty damn hard. It seems like I'm reaching the end of it. It's a pretty short game. I think they said they have about 15 different stages and mm-hmm. I'm on like the 13th one. And but that could mean like I have another like 2 fucking hours because some of these are getting really, really hard. And yeah, I've been enjoying that a lot. And I've been playing anything else interesting. I've been continuing to play PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yep.
And I'm just enjoying that more and more. I had my first win last night. I got the first chicken dinner.
Oh, hey!
So that was pretty nice.
Congrats.
I was doing duos with Arthur. And
oh,
Victor
shit,
was watching
we're still
the whole time.
Social eating. Might be.
Oh,
we're not
are we?
Social eating anymore.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Is that why we're getting viewers?
I can probably have another chicken nugget.
Yeah. Let's just put, let's just wave a chicken nugget in front. So we're social eating.
We're doing talk shows now. Sorry.
Wow. We like actually have viewers. If we should just social eat forever. We had 12 fucking viewers.
Yeah. Honestly, if we want to have more social eating frames, I'm all for
Holy shit.
Have I was
been
trying
Warframe this
No,
week?
I was reading OBS's thing. We were eating chicken and shrimp.
Yep.
Some of us had tacos, some of us had chicken fingers, some of us had not
a sub.
Fingers.
Yeah,
a sub.
Sub. Yeah.
Not fingers.
Not fingers. And now we're talking about video games.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Lifecast also. This is now we're 8 minutes in, second intro.
Yep.
Do you want me to drink water again?
No, it's all good. Well, all right. Dan, Adam, Sydney.
Hey.
Hi.
Out Hello. To in. This is everyone. Yeah, you were talking about Snake Pass.
Yeah, and I was saying Snake Pass is really good.
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, and then PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yes.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I won my first match yesterday. It wasn't very exciting, actually.
Okay.
We were just, we like got really, really, really...
Were you solos?
We got, it was duos. It was me and Arthur.
Okay.
We got very well equipped. Like, we had silenced assault rifle, silenced snipers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had the whole fucking thing. We had level 3. Everything but helmets, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We were pretty decked out.
Where did you start out?
We started out in the...
The military base?
Not the military base. The nuclear place. Like, I'm sorry, like the crater?
Gotcha, yeah.
The crater area?
The crater.
With, like, that, with the, with that, with those, like, four buildings there. We mm-hmm. started there, and we got a lot. Yeah, and we ended up not using it until the very, very end.
Yeah.
Where I was really disappointed, because this is, like, the first game we've had where we just haven't encountered people just, like, through the entire thing. That's mm-hmm. probably why we ended up winning. But but we got to the very end, and there was, like, one dude left, and we're like, oh, hey, we should kill this one dude.
And you did
So
it.
We killed the one dude.
Okay.
And then the game ended. Like, so I'm glad that we did it, but it wasn't a satisfying chicken dinner. It was, like, it was kind of, like... A little dry, like, there were too many bones.
Not enough seasoning.
Like, not enough seasoning. Mm. Like, it was an alright chicken dinner.
Okay.
Yeah. Did I play anything else? I feel like I did, but I just don't fucking remember.
Okay.
Same, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've been doing a lot, but I haven't been remembering much.
I've been playing Anime Fidget Spinner Battle.
No.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, you got a place at Panda Global now, right?
A song request? Wait, we do that?
No, we're not. We're not playing songs on this right
the
now.
The bot seems like we're doing it.
If you... This is not pre-recorded. This is live.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. We're not. We don't play songs because we record this and release it a few days later as an actual podcast. Yeah. So,
shoe on head. Hey, man, if you really want me to put my shoe on my head right now, I'll fucking do it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to.
You're not gonna?
I should.
Do I'll pat my head.
I'll shoe on my head. Fuck you.
Teleprompter free. Yeah, this is pretty unorganized. Oh shit. Oh. All right. Oh, damn. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. It's a Photoshop thing. I gotta fix it. It says since late winter 2017.
Oh, okay.
Well. Oh, wait, yeah. Late winter 2017 is February, dude.
That's a pretty good typo. We are making these in the future. We are so confident that we're gonna continue
making
these.
I mean, is February not the winter?
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
That's like the definitive winter.
Cool.
Yes, it is very cool, then.
Ban Lim? Hmm. Is that his Tekken thing?
What?
Ban Lim?
I don't... He's been saying that a few times, what? And I don't want to say it.
Winter is just a perspective. You're right.
All seasons are just a perspective.
I played some stuff, yeah, but, like... You. Man, these last few days have sucked.
Yep.
I don't know what the fuck happened with my internet, but it is just... It's shit. It's like, I boot up any game, and it's just unplayable. To the point where it's like, I don't want to sit here and listen to people play games because it's making me sad.
That's
yeah.
fair.
Oh, can no. vouch. I've been in those Discord calls.
Yep. It's not pleasant starting a game being like, oh boy, we're only at 500 and then 200. And then you get cheated and you get 50 and you're like, oh yes, fixed itself. And then your ping goes to 2000 and you get booted from whatever game you're in.
Oh.
It's devastating. So I've watched a lot of Netflix. I finished Wentworth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making my way through Shameless. And I finished Orange is the New Black about a week and a half ago, or 2 weeks.
Yeah, fuck Orange is the New Black this season, though.
I can't awful. Say that.
I
nope.
It's not great, but it's better than past seasons.
It's better than whatever season made me look at the... A stale piece of white bread trying to be threatening a lot. I think Piper had like 20 minutes of screen time to herself, and I'm very thankful.
Yeah.
Piper sucks.
Yeah, Piper does suck.
That's what I was really happy to see, was just like, it was less of a Piper show.
Yeah.
And more of like an actual show.
More of like just pretty much Tasty. And
yeah.
Tasty became the main character this season, and I'm really happy about it.
Yep.
I played Thumper.
Oh yeah.
Thumper is a good ass game. I've been thinking about that series a lot. The good ass game series that I want to start. What is happening on this stream? We're
gag.
Talking we're yeah, gag. We're gag. we're talking about video games.
It's TLC a video game podcast. Gags.
So Thumper is a rhythm violence game.
Yeah.
And violence is the key word there. Because I don't use rhythm much when I'm playing that game. It's more of a react or die type of thing. And what bothers me is that there's no separate music and like sound effects volume things. But it like I feel like it needs it. I feel like the sound effects are way too loud.
Yeah.
And the music is way too low for it to be called a rhythm game, but I didn't make it, so I'm not gonna make that call for them.
Yeah.
it gets fast. It gets very fast, and I'm very afraid of it. I think I made it through like 11 levels into section 4, and it's starting to now like do multiple tracks instead of just the one. Fuck. They keep throwing like mechanics at you pretty quick. So it's interesting to keep up with it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thumper does feel like a cinematic game. I like it's the only video game ever that I have to like sit forward in my chair and like get as close to my screen as possible for. So, I want the chance to play it in VR sometime. I feel like it would be super overwhelming, but I also feel like it lends itself to the format. So,
we also played some Payday 2 and.
Oh, yeah.
How's that?
I have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm very glad I didn't spend money on that game.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to spend more than, like, maybe $10 on it.
Yeah.
Just because, like, in the grand scheme of things, it does lack content. The content that it does have is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can't imagine going through that game with just the computer AI as your people.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds dreadful.
Yeah.
And it seems like once you kind of do that stuff, but you've done it. Like, once you do a few heists, you know. Your way around certain things, you know how to do things, and the only thing that really changes is like, say this guard now has a bigger cone of view,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a yeah. So now they just see you a lot easier, and they trip up a lot easier.
Okay.
I did play one other thing very quickly. I played it for like an hour and a half, and I played Fire Emblem Path of Radiance.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and man. I didn't expect that game to be 3D, and I didn't expect it to look so, how do I put this without being mean? It looks like they're just clay figures and dated, so that really fucking threw me for a loop.
I thought you knew that going into that.
No, I did not. I did not know that, and, it's really great because...
I'm pretty sure it was their first attempt at 3D Fire Emblem.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That would make sense.
And it's really funny seeing, like, Dolphin trying to make it look all pretty. Because, like, you can see that they, like, tried to improve some of the textures and stuff like that. Oh, by the way, I'm playing this on an emulator, I guess. And,
I mean, the actual game's, like, $120.
Yeah, I'm not playing the actual GameCube version. But, yeah, oof. So you can see the game trying to make it prettier, but what it's actually doing is it's drawing more attention to its 3D models.
Hey,
so
it's I'm just like, making the low
think about
res,
that for 10 minutes.
The badly aligned like pieces just higher res.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Man, look at that nice textured rectangle of an arm.
Yeah.
That just reminded me too. I've been playing more Shadows of Valentia.
Yeah.
And I really, really dig it. I see where a lot of people have their complaints, and I have them too, because it's a direct remake, and that shows, because the map design was not great.
Yeah.
Yeah, from what I hear, it's just a really big, empty, open plane.
It's all around the enemy.
And that's, like, every
stage. It's, like, and I even find that just with the enemies in general, is, like, when I was playing Awakening, like, yes, it was usually route the enemy, but usually there was, like, 40 enemies, and you had, like, 8 people to work with. Now it's like, I have like 8 people to work with, but there are only 12 enemies. Mm. And it's more strategic because you have to like place your units in specific places, but in the grand scheme of it, if you zoom out of a map and you're in a giant plane and there are a total of 24 people on that plane, it's very empty. But I really like it. I'm just starting, I'm like halfway through Act 2, or maybe I'm like in the end of Act 2.
Mm-hmm.
Where you meet Celica's friends, and I really like Alm and his people so much more.
Yeah.
But I am growing to like Celica's friends. I feel like the more supports you do,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm trying to get them to, like, stand next to each other to prompt these supports, because I want to like them.
Yeah.
It's just, like, currently I can't, because Alm's characters, just, they ooze charm.
Yeah, they're a lot better. They're a lot cooler, too.
And they just have, like, more organic conversations outside of battle, even yep. without the supports. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll change later down the road, but I feel the same way. Like, I've actually slowed down a lot playing it since I got to Celica's part.
Yeah.
Because I just really like Alm's army a lot more.
It's also just very difficult in the beginning to balance mages,
mm-hmm.
because the way that they do it is you have white magic and black magic,
mm-hmm.
and white magic is, like, you can cast spells, but at the cost of your own health,
mm-hmm.
and black magic, you can take their health... and white magic is also healing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 3 mages, you have people who are just constantly losing health.
Yeah.
So it's like, you definitely have to manage your resources, and like, you can't just kind of let people take hits because mages don't have health.
Flashua said, they don't actually have to stand next to each other, they can be diagonal from each other.
All right, cool.
In Shadows of Valentia. The original, right? Or the remake?
The remake.
Oh, you're playing the remake.
The original was Gaiden.
Got it.
I don't know why they changed the name.
Because Gaiden means side story in Japanese.
Okay. That's fair.
And there's nothing for the remake to be a side story of, since there's the one that came before it was the first one.
Yeah.
So.
I just didn't know why, because, like, I kept going to the Ninja Gaiden games, and I didn't actually know what Gaiden meant. I just knew it was a name and had been used in other game titles.
So if Ninja Gaiden, that's a side story of Ninja, then who's the Ninja? Like, what are these the spinoffs of?
I don't know. Yeah.
Time may never tell. Yeah. Video games.
Video games. That's all I played.
Yep.
That's all I got. I just played Thumper. I tried to play Horizon. I got upset that you have to install games when you have a disc. Mm-hmm. And then I went to bed. That was last night. I guess news.
Yeah. I did do one more game. Shit. I did one more game and I forgot about it. So last week on the podcast, I mentioned how I had that Sonic Adventure craving, and I did that night and that morning, and then I'm settled for a few months. That's it.
But you got that really great screenshot of Sonic with no eyeballs.
I did, and it was really fucking horrifying.
News. Today, this fucking person, Dan, posted a link on my wall that said Animal Crossing Mobile is now coming out this year.
I saw that like 2 a.m. and was like, I don't know when she's going to see this, but she'll be happy.
So yeah. I have a reason to live not only through the end of this year, but also till February, because I think Ruiner got delayed. So that's where I'm at right now. Also, the SNES Classic is being made.
Can't wait for every location to get like 3 copies.
Yeah. There's going to be 3 like total in the world.
Yeah.
That's honestly how it's going to feel.
That's going to be a hard thing to get. Just like the regular NES was. It was very, very hard.
Yeah. I have already given up.
Yeah. I have 2, but man, they're doing a really cool thing on that thing. All the games, whatever, they're great Super Nintendo games, but they have Star Fox 2 on there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't know, Star Fox 2 is a game that got canceled. In development, so they have, and they said it's a finished version of it too. So I guess they finished Star Fox 2 and are putting it exclusively on this.
That's so mean.
On this Super Nintendo Mini
that you're not ever gonna be able to find.
That you'll probably never be able to find. So that's like, man, I just want to play Star Fox 2.
When was that game slated to come out?
Maybe it'll distract people from buying Switches, so I can get a Switch while everyone else is getting a SNES Classic.
Yeah.
Hey, hopefully.
Like, when was Star Fox 2 supposed to come out?
The beginning of the Super Nintendo era.
64.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like what year?
I don't know. Early in the Super Nintendo life cycle.
I can't wait for them to announce that they're going to cut Switch production to port, like, production into the SNES Mini. I can't wait.
Also, they should just kind of, like...
1990-something, yeah.
At this point, they should kind of, like, put a package of these games just on the Switch.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be a nice thing to do.
Yeah, if you're using your resources to, like, remake them and bring them up to, you know, at least today's technology.
Yeah, like, charge $50 for an SNES collection?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, it was scheduled to be released in the summer of 1995.
Okay.
So it was canceled when I was born.
Imagine being a kid like 1990. You've just played Star Fox. It's 1995, and you're so ready for Star Fox 2, and they cancel it. And now as an adult, you must feel so fucking bitter.
Yeah. But hey, you get to play it.
If they can.
They cancel it.
If they can find one.
If you can get one, you can play Star Fox 2. How badly do you want to play Star Fox 2?
Someone will rip it and turn it into a ROM.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently it was canceled because of PS2 showing 3D, so they focused on Star Fox 64. That's from Flashiba. Chat. What else happened this week? I think... Oh, wait. There was a story I heard of. Final Fantasy 13's servers, I think?
14.
Their servers had a DDoS attack.
Yes.
And I think 22 gigabytes of data was either stolen or put on.
Yeah. I think it was stolen.
Put on.
Stolen. Yeah, like probably a virus or corrupted files.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, stolen, that's different maybe? Than what I thought.
I mean, like, Final Fantasy 14 is...
That's as much as I heard.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, it is the second most popular subscription MMO, only behind World of Warcraft.
I believe it.
That makes sense.
I saw a lot of marketing for that game.
Yeah. So there's a lot of reason why people would just attack it for no reason.
Yeah.
That sentence did not make sense, but you know, whatever.
I mean, it did.
But, yeah.
That sounded like the DuckTales
Final Fantasy 14.
In which language?
I don't know, but, like, the tune was perfect.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 14 gets DDoSed, like, all the time. I remember it happening at least two more other times.
Okay.
Each time around expansions. It happened around Heavensward, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened around another big update, I think. And now it's happening now. Lo and behold, after a new expansion. So.
Okay. I don't know if we have more news stories.
We could talk about the Steam sale that started this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been trying my best to ignore it because I don't have money right now.
There are 32 items on my wish list that are on sale.
Yeah. Every single thing on my wish list that is out is on sale.
Since the Steam sale started, beforehand, I went through my wish list. I'm like, how many of these do I actually want to buy? Yeah. And how many of these do I want to, like, just have? So yeah. I'm like, well, the Steam sale starting tomorrow, so let's see. Let's like, you know, go through these. And so I can just go to one place when I see all the games that I want. And I deleted everything. I deleted my entire wish list. And I'm like, wow, I didn't actually want any of those games. So I just bought, like, Snake Pass, Beyond Good and Evil, and, Wolfenstein, the
New Order?
No, not New Order. The thing after that. Old Blood.
Okay.
The expansion after that. So, yeah, that's what I did.
I bought...
I'm gathering questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's fine.
I bought, Pac-Man Championship Edition, mm-hmm. which I bought it, and I immediately dumped, like, 2-3 hours into it.
Yeah.
I bought VVVVVV, which is a great game.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a really great game.
This wasn't on the summer sale, but I found Lost Planet 3 on the Humble Bundle for like $3. One. Three is a bad game.
Three is a very bad game.
I'm probably going to end up buying the Witcher 3 Game of the Year edition because it's only like $23 right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it.
And yeah.
Okay.
I realized that 90% of the games that I would have bought, you or Dave already own them.
Okay.
So I don't need to spend money on the Steam sale. I do need to get a controller, though.
Yeah.
You can just get a PS4 controller.
I know. It just involves getting a controller regardless.
I would argue that the Steam sale is the best time to get the Steam controller because it goes on sale for like $35.
Yeah, the Steam controller. Yeah.
For $35, that's an amazing controller. Mm-hmm. Just because it has like the fucking grip buttons on the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't like the Steam controller. It's a lot.
All right.
I recommend an Xbox One controller.
The Steam controller is my favorite controller ever.
I'm not knocking it.
It just doesn't
fit me personally.
Yeah, I recommend the Xbox One just because it's natively supported. You don't have to do a thing.
It also just feels nice.
I mean, Steam natively supports PS4 now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Then you can do that too.
You can just plug it in, and if it's a game through Steam, it just works.
I'll probably just get an Xbox One just because I like the designs better, honestly.
Yeah.
But it's like, I need a controller in general. Because at this point, I don't have any systems that I could just, like, borrow a controller from.
I might have, like, a third-party controller. I don't know if I gave it to someone. But if I do, I can just give it to you.
It's all right if you can. I'll probably get one this summer once I get paid. Like, I know for a fact that probably $70 of my paycheck is going towards a controller and a copy of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Because it gets really annoying to be the mystery of, like, oh, whose account are we going to get to play on tonight? 90% of the time, it's yours now. It used to be Dave's all the time. But since you bought it, it's always you.
Yeah.
So you're getting a lot of credits.
Cool. As long as I eventually get the bandana.
I'm sure you could buy it on the Steam Marketplace for, like, a penny, no?
Nope.
Which one is it?
It's $150 at least.
Is it one that drops in a box, or is it,
yeah,
like...
it's one that drops in a box.
Okay.
You can't, trade the Twitch stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Because I have the Twitch Prime shirt.
Yo, why the fuck don't I sell shit on the Twitch Marketplace?
I know, right? I got Punk Boots. I got like a pair of khakis, mm-hmm. and I wear the utility belt. I got a gas mask, which I'm using in place of the bandana until I get it.
Soon.
But yeah, if you get rare stuff for Player Unknowns, sell it. Like, that's $150 in Steam credit if someone buys it. And yes. People are buying them.
I only opened up one crate so far, and it was a pair of shoes. It was, like, brown high-top trainers.
Yeah. I saw those in my inventory.
I got a cool jacket.
Ooh.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if that's worth anything, but it's, like, this big white winter fur coat, and it's cool.
Don't think so.
Probably
I think
not.
The padded jackets are worth, like, at least, like, at most $2.
That is still money.
It's still money. But like, the floor-length leather coat, yeah. I think, is the most expensive thing at $200.
Okay.
It's fucking wild. And the prices change all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't checked it in a few days, so that might not be accurate.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. PlayerUnknown's is doing their monthly update this week.
Ooh, is it the map update?
I don't know if it's the map update, but they are introducing a new gun. Two new guns. The Groza, which is crate only.
Ooh.
Yeah. And they're taking the VSS out of crates for the Groza.
They're taking the VSS,
the sniper.
So does that mean it's just going to appear places mm-hmm. only? Okay.
I was reading through the patch notes earlier. They're adjusting some of the drop rates between helmets and level one vests to match so that they like spawn at the same rate.
Okay.
They're adding the Groza. They're adding a fully automatic pistol.
Okay.
Which I'm all for that.
Is it the Glock?
Yeah, it's the Glock.
That's the automatic pistol?
Yeah, the automatic pistol. I mean, I don't know guns, so I didn't know the Glock was the only one.
I mean, like, just in video games. Okay, yeah. That's an automatic pistol. It's 99% going to be a Glock.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Glock-a-moly, am I right? And they were doing some fixes so that when you're in high-ping games, you don't, like, open a door and then teleport 5 feet behind it.
That's what kept happening to me.
That's happened a lot to me, too, and it's really fucking annoying.
Yeah. And, like, that causes loot to not spawn well.
Oh, okay.
So they isolated the problem and they're fixing it.
Okay.
That's all I've heard so far, but like that's a good
it's a good amount of stuff.
Good yeah. like performance and like new stuff update.
Yeah. Honestly,
they're going.
These updates are like basically what solidified the fact that I'm eventually going to get this game.
Yeah.
Because I was very much like, I don't want to spend $30 on a broken game. But the fact that they're just like putting initiative into like making it more complete and making yep. like bug fixes.
Yeah.
That's just like I mean, so nice.
It's still early access, but they're not, like, taking the money and running.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate that. I forgot to reply to this message. My bad. So, I guess we're going to head into questions right now. Oh, wait, no. We should do some announcements. Hopefully, 2 days ago. This is weird because there are announcements for like when the podcast come out. But Tuesday, we either did or are going to do our Tomorrow World of Warcraft thing. It's not called Tomorrow World of Warcraft, but we're starting our World of Warcraft playthrough. I'm putting that on the record, so hopefully it happens.
All
right. We need to probably discuss our roles tonight.
I still have 9 gigabytes of texture to download.
Yeah.
It's at the playable point, but I'm like, okay. Why is so much texture?
It's a big game.
I know.
10 years of content. Weird.
Yeah, so right? I would recommend doing that tonight.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow. Let's see. New episode of the Code of Conflict is coming out Sunday. What else? We are updating our streaming schedule this Saturday. We're going to have, as soon as we slot in, we're bringing back Retro Day Night Live. We're bringing Kennedy some streaming time, and I'm going to slot in our World of Warcraft thing. And I think at that point, we're going to have like 8 regular streams.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Over that's the course of 7 days. So I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, that's like a near fucking constant stream. That's
yeah.
a stream a day.
That's yeah. pretty yeah. much.
That's pretty much a stream a day.
We don't stream Fridays. Mm-hmm. We're going to have something Wednesdays now. And Colin is doing his thing
Saturday,
not this right? coming Saturday, but the one after, the one, you know, after that.
Well, Fridays we usually record for Shadowrun and stuff anyway.
Yeah, that's and I wouldn't mind streaming those, but I kind of like having the recording a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier to, you know, edit out technical difficulties mm-hmm. When they inevitably arise. So maybe, I don't know, by the end of the summer I'll probably get a more powerful laptop. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't know what's more powerful than this other than, like, a $2,000 laptop. Mm-hmm. because it already has like an i7, mm-hmm. 8 gigs of RAM, and like a solid state drive.
That's good for a laptop. That shouldn't be.
Yeah, but I mean, we're still getting like stuttering issues with OBS and okay. stuff. So more USB ports would be nice, but yeah. we have a workaround. Anyway, I think that's all for announcements. New streaming schedule will be up Saturday. We'll pin it to Facebook and Twitter. And then we're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes to make sure that we kind of step up our game a little bit.
Yeah.
So look forward to that. That's stuff I can't exactly like give specifics of. But that's coming. Yeah. Questions. We didn't get any on Facebook and Twitter, so I asked Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
See, people know who Dave is.
Yeah.
He's the person that gives us questions.
I usually do questions, but all I did when I got to VGA was finish my drink and nap.
Yeah, that's okay.
I was so tired.
Let's see. We got one. This is, I asked him, like, and immediately the first question he thought of was Bigfoot on Noah's Ark?
Wait, what?
Was Bigfoot on Noah's Ark?
Maybe. Well, if there's Bigfoot now, then he had to have been. Mm. There were two Bigfoots.
There you go. There's the day one discussion for Encrypted.
Oh, fuck! Okay.
Huh.
Kennedy, if you're listening, we're doing that!
She's listening. She's in chat.
Day one discussion for Encrypted. Was Bigfoot on Noah's Ark?
He had to be, right?
I guess.
If there's a Bigfoot now, yeah.
Or is, like, Bigfoot just this entity that just can survive anywhere and did not need to be there?
I like that.
Yeah? Like, Bigfoot don't need to be
there. I want to believe that there was...
Bigfoot can swim.
Bigfoot can live underwater. Bigfoot is adaptable.
Yeah. I like to think that, like just the water came and he just stood up on top of it and was like, hey.
Are you telling me Bigfoot is Jesus?
Maybe.
Okay. I like it.
He is related to Jesus at the very least.
Oh, shit. All right. Okay. Let's get into some Noah's Ark lore, first of all. When God was flooding the earth, he did say that it was to essentially purge the world of sin and that Noah and his family were the only, like, morally good people left. Mm-hmm. And to, you good know, job, take Noah. All the animals to... like save the earth and make sure an ecosystem could still happen. First of all, why mosquitoes? Second of all, does this mean that Bigfoot is an evil entity?
Oh.
Or Bigfoot is an extremely good entity? And I would just like to let that marinate for a little bit.
So yeah, it could be two things, right?
Yeah.
Because like Bigfoot just wasn't targeted.
Yeah.
Or it could be like maybe like Bigfoot is just
maybe
he just overcame the odds.
What if Bigfoot is Satan?
I wouldn't go so far as to.
He can't be both.
Well, no, because Niana said he could be like the ultimate evil or the ultimate good. He could be Satan or Jesus.
Good and evil.
Beyond good. And
I
evil.
Like the fact that if Bigfoot is Satan, he is supposedly roaming the earth. And I think that's very appropriate for our climate water. Right now. You know, political, geological, environmental, you name it. Our climate's good for Bigfoot if he's an evil entity.
That's a great question, Dave.
Yeah.
That's a really great one.
I'm gonna compliment the fuck out of him for that one later. All right.
I forget he doesn't listen.
Okay, he got one more, and it's kind of a serious one. What's the one... video game you consider yourself to be genuinely good at? Hey, I see you, fucker. I complain to Dave all the time that I'm not
to Victor.
No, I complain to Dave all the time that I'm not good at video games. So I think he did this out of spite. But what's the one video game you consider yourself to be genuinely good at? So if it's a fighting game, you can kick anybody's ass, or if it's some other kind of game that one that you know everything about. So,
Mega Man X.
Like, the game I'm probably the best at is probably Guitar Hero.
Okay.
Rock Band, those kinds of stuff. But, yeah, I'll say it at that. Just probably Guitar Hero.
Mine would probably be Hotline Miami. Mm-hmm. I have the mechanics and the certain pathings pretty down.
Mine's Tetris.
Hey, that's a talent.
Like, that's actually a talent, honestly. Tetris is hard.
I just really like visualizing the lines. And, like, yeah. when you fuck up and people are like, oh, no, like, you're going to lose. I'm like, no, fucking not.
Yeah, keep going.
I just got really spoiled because there's a great edition of Tetris on the DS where you can just play classic mode. But there's a button that you can press called Endless where it quite literally doesn't end. And when you get to level 15, the pieces just drop. But you can just hit the button for an infinite amount of times to constantly make it turn. So you can just play forever.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
And then, our slightly sillier one, you're announced as a new Overwatch character. What are your sweet moves?
Oh. So I have...
I was prepared for this. I saw this beforehand and I didn't think of it. I want to...
Huh.
It's time to bring necromancy to Overwatch.
That's kind of like what Mercy does, right?
Yeah,
no. Basically.
She brings them back.
No, I'm talking fucking blood magic.
Oh.
I stretched back too far, and now my chest hurts.
Beautiful.
Can I be like a parasitic hugger? I just like...
I feel like...
I latch on to people and just sap their health.
I want to be a good sniper.
Wait, what do you got against fucking Widowmaker? What do you mean?
She's great. Widowmaker could have so much more utility, I feel like.
I mean, she could. But she's also got like a one shot on her left click if you're good.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
With most of good. The cast.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm not good.
You mentioned earlier, Sydney, about Shadows of Valentia.
Yes.
The black mages taking other people's health to do their things. And the white magic using, you know, your own health to cast spells. I want to be, I think, a hybrid of that.
Okay.
Where abilities that, you know, buff your team, you'd have to give your health for. So it would probably be a healer or support position. You give, like, certain buffs to your team, I think it would have to be multi-leveled. The more, obviously, the higher the level, the more health it takes off. And then applying, if you actually want to sacrifice your team's health, you can apply debuffs to the enemy team.
Okay. That seems like a lot. I like the idea, I'm imagining a lot for this Overwatch. In context. I'm like, oh, that's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah.
I think I could figure out something a little more condensed.
Okay, go ahead.
That. So instead of being like a healer or a support, make it like a tank.
Mm-hmm.
And make it so, say, damage output is higher when the tank's health is lower. And as the tank deals damage, he heals health. So, like, it's this constant struggle of constantly trying to lose health for higher damage but not die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do like the buff and debuff thing, though, for the whole team. I like that it doesn't really affect you. It has to affect other people more.
Yeah.
I just would really love for that one person to be in solo queue. And just the other team not knowing that they're just fucking losing health constantly.
No, yeah. I think it forces more of a...
Communication
between the team. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
I think no matter what, there has to be a communication between the team, and that's kind of my problem with Overwatch, is even when there is communication, it's like fucking complaining.
not all the time. Like if you're getting dealt a shitty hand, then yeah, it'll be complaining. But like if you like genuinely work, not like with random people online, but if you're playing with us or something and you like genuinely work with us and we could like I can call shots. Arthur calls shots. You know, we get shit done.
You mean like when we did placements and the only match where we complained is when we got matched with babies?
Yeah, that was really unfortunate.
They were like level 25, and one of them disconnected.
But yeah, I think there needs to be more of an effect, I guess, between teammates in Overwatch,
because
it's very solitary, mm-hmm. from what I remember. Like, you can affect your teammates positively. Mm-hmm. I want there to be negative repercussions for positive gain.
Mm-hmm. I don't really have an idea for a whole character, but I've been thinking about this just just ability on a hero that would, I don't know how they would go about it, I don't know what they would do, but I want a hero that can drain ultimate meter, and like not a substantial amount, because that wouldn't really be fun. I'm not even talking about like on a balancing, this wouldn't be like a fun idea. Yeah. I'm talking like Mercy flies in, you hit her with the ability, and it just like at 98%. Just yeah. enough for oh, her just to like enough to not be an inconvenience. to not be able to use your ultimate in a key time. Like not a substantial amount.
I think that's how you balance
like,
it.
Like a 2-5% drop.
Yeah.
Just to like deny an ultimate. Because there's like other than defensively denying an ult with like a sound barrier or a tranquility or a res, there's no real counterplay outside of Sombra to just stop ultimates, yeah, other than yeah. keeping everyone alive or
and even,
reviving them.
Even then, yeah. Sombra's ult yeah. doesn't really like stop most ultimates.
Yeah, it,
she and just Sombra's utility isn't them. That like substantial anyway.
Yeah,
so she's not likely going to be run a lot regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
It's changing though. It's yeah. definitely changing.
She's run a lot more. Yeah, than she used to
she's
be.
Run a lot more now. Like now that we've switched more to a DPS focused meta, she's like. She's seeing some play in higher levels, but when you use Sombra's ultimate, when you use her EMP, it's not to prevent ultimates from happening in most cases.
It's to prevent.
It's to get a Genji blade in, okay. to get an uncontested Genji blade in or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Like that's what it is in a lot of cases. But I want something just to drain ultimate meter in an unsubstantial way, just yeah. enough to stop an ultimate, not a defensive way. Because that's the only way we have right now.
Maybe that could be one of the debuffs.
Yeah, it could be.
Like, you drain just 50 health from everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe 50 is much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50 is a lot. That's
a third
of 50 is a lot for 2% 50 health is a lot
depending on who it's on.
10, 25, 50, depending on how much meter alt meter you want to drain.
Yeah. Oh, wait, did you say 50 alt meter? Or 50 health?
What 50 health.
50 health, okay.
No, yeah.
50 alt meter, that's a lot.
Again, the levels thing.
Yeah,
You could drain 10 for, like, 5%.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's not a lot on Reinhardt.
Yeah, it's not a lot of Reinhardt. Oh, did you hit me? Oh, here's Earth Shatter. Same with Mercy. Oh, wow, you healed that person for 20 HP. That's real good. I think you deserve a whole team res. Good job, Mercy. Yeah, I don't have a whole hero, but I just really want that ability.
Any others?
I don't think
maybe
so.
A name, a concept. I want to see a fucking mage. Or a shaman. Yeah. But like Shadowrun shaman, not like World of Warcraft shaman.
I mean, I don't think a World of Warcraft. Well, I didn't know at its Blizzard it might work. Who knows?
Yeah. I would like more crowd control options.
Mm-hmm.
That like work in a long range. Not this, just like McCree's flashbang.
Yep.
Tanks that are similar to Reinhardt that will see play other than Reinhardt.
Yeah. Orisa.
Hey man, you should
that will see play.
You should
Orisa.
You should play some Overwatch right now because Reinhardt is literally the second like least picked tank right
He's
now.
Really?
Not picked anymore.
We won't do this on the podcast. But we could have a nice meta discussion. Reinhardt literally
we gotta save that one for Greg though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's complaining in chat right now.
He's complaining in chat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Got motherfuckers aside. About to.
This just yeah. when the question came in. Yeah. Blame Dave.
Sorry about that, Greg. But yeah, we can have a nice meta discussion, but like Reinhardt is like literally one of the most least picked tanks right now.
Wow.
Like him and Orisa are like 5-10% pick, and it's crazy.
I mean, I knew that was going to be Orisa, but I did not know Reinhardt was, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. I do have to play more.
Yeah, a lot has shifted.
Just because it's a faster game now.
It's a...
People are all going
down. It's dive. Very in your face.
And Reinhardt doesn't dive.
No. He can move, but then he dies.
He's got one good charge, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, that's all we got for questions.
Yeah.
Those are the only three that I got.
We had a question in chat, didn't we?
Did we?
Oh, Kennedy asked favorite kind of milkshake.
Ooh, chocolate banana.
I like vanilla milkshakes a lot.
I like anything with banana. Strawberry banana, vanilla banana. Chocolate banana, not peanut butter banana. I don't like peanut butter.
I've never had a peanut butter shake. I should have a fucking peanut butter shake.
I like cereal milkshakes where they like put like Fruity Pebbles or something in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
Or like Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Trix. I want to fucking make one when I get home.
I don't think you named a single cereal that I liked right there.
Cookie Crisp?
I'll eat those, but like I want to eat them dry.
Cookie Crisp is the only way I'll eat chocolate chip cookies. I'm gonna go on record and say that.
Wait, is this episode 69?
This is episode 69.
We didn't do the waifu thing.
Oh, okay. What's the what? The what?
We're gonna do a whole waifu based podcast for episode 69.
I mean,
we discussed this a while
ago. We have a little bit left.
I don't remember this.
In like brief 2 minute discussion.
Okay, cool. I might not have been here. Yeah.
Okay, start it off. We got time.
Anything, we didn't plan anything.
Who's your waifu?
We've discussed this.
It's episode 69! Discuss it again!
It's. I mean, as you can see, based on my laptop sticker choices, it's Zero Suit Samus, Rosalina.
I think they could actually see it better Bayonetta. When it was up.
Well, I'm seeing it for myself.
Oh, okay.
Bayonetta can't be a waifu. Bayonetta's like.
No, we've discussed too much. We've discussed this. Like, Bayonetta. Like, I'm at home cleaning the house, and, like, Bayonetta is going kicking ass, and you know, I see her for, like, an hour a day, and then she goes off to murder people again, and I'm just happy, regardless. Because you can't control Bayonetta. So you can't have a life with Bayonetta.
You want a dom sub relationship with Bayonetta, in which you are the sub.
Yeah.
Me too, but, like, all right.
Yep.
Anyone can be a waifu.
You can't have a life with Bayonetta. It just won't happen.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, you know, you have to...
I feel like in order to have a life with Bayonetta, you have to be as badass as her or more, and that's just not possible.
That's not possible.
Not at all.
Not gonna fucking happen.
I want Bayonetta to step on me. Yes.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. She's really great.
Yep.
I bruise easily. I don't want to be stepped on.
I mean, I have plenty of time to heal. All I'm doing is cleaning.
Takumi is waifu. You can't have a waifu with Bayonetta as your wife.
You can't. Well, you can. It's just not gonna.
It's not. It doesn't involve her.
Like, Bayonetta is the like that 10 minutes you see her is like the highlight of your year, and like that's it. Then the rest of your life is just bad.
But you. I don't think I could do mind, once
like,
a year.
I'm with Bayonetta.
Does Bayonetta cuddle?
Probably not.
I fucking doubt it.
I want to be Little Spoon to Bayonetta.
Monica said both Takumi and Twintel. Twintel, yeah, she's definitely a good waifu, but she's not the best waifu in ARMS. Because unfortunately,
she's one
Helix
of the
is
best.
In the game.
Okay, yeah. Twintel is a. I think Twintel is my number one. Helix is a very close second for me. I just. Something about the gelatinous tube. It's just not doing it.
Not doing it for you?
Yeah, not doing it for me.
So there's actually a really cute lore thing about Helix and Twintel. And apparently Helix has had a crush on Twintel like his entire life.
Fuck, that's cute.
And I never knew that until I think Monica told me about it. But
that's,
yeah.
That's actually really cute.
Isn't it? But yeah, Min Min is the waifu. It goes Helix, Min Min, and then Twintel.
I would say Min Min is better waifu than... Twintel.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to say Helix. I was going to have a problem. Yes, I agree with you.
Let's see. I think it was either a podcast I was watching, listening to, or something I heard from Nintendo, like, directly. But, does Helix, like, absorb people or something? No, this was definitely a podcast because they were talking about, how does Helix fuck?
Helix into Vore.
Helix is Voring. He is not into Vore. He is the Vore.
He is the Vore. I don't know. Maybe Helix is Vore.
Okay, I'm a little into that.
Vore or Helix?
Take your pick! Which one's less bad?
I mean, Helix is perfect, so that was probably less bad. Like...
The whole, like, goo people fetish was one that I could just, like, not wrap my head around.
I think you know where it started for me? Flubber.
Whoa.
I think I was, like, maybe two when I saw that.
That was the first movie I saw in theaters. That was, like, in 1996. So I was, like, one. I was not thinking about fucking fetishes at one.
Flubber gives me very indescribable feelings, folks.
Do we cut here?
Nope. This is episode 69. 69.
Seems like a place where we should cut.
This is episode 69.
But like Flubber?
Like every single time.
I don't have to tell the truth on the internet.
Okay, but like Deanna,
the little
did
green
you,
snot.
Did you ever watch the Pokemon anime?
No.
Okay, I was gonna ask you if you got like the warm giggly feelings whenever Ditto was on screen.
No, Ditto grosses me out a little bit.
He's just pink. He's pink Flubber.
He's gum.
He's chewed gum.
He's chewed gum. Flubber is radioactive goop.
So are you into like the radioactivity or the goop or like the whole package?
I think the radioactivity.
Okay.
Is the part that does it for me.
Okay.
I could just not be telling the truth, guys. This is also
no,
that.
That's not true. Everything is 100% true. You hear it on the internet, it's factual.
Nah, probably not. So yeah, waifus.
Who else is on my laptop?
The
Wii Fit Trainer.
Okay.
Not a great waifu, but still one.
Yeah.
Like a top 10 waifu for me.
Okay.
She's really great, and I feel like she'd be very motivational and a very healthy partner, but I don't know. I feel like we wouldn't be able to click very well.
Mm. I think that... not video game related. Mount Lady from My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a chemical connection there, but not a romantic one.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like our personalities would mesh very well.
Yeah, no good waifus in My Hero Academia. Not a lot of people I would consider waifus.
I like Midnight.
Yeah, Midnight's cool.
Yeah.
But like again, she's not like a waifu. She's like just a really cool person.
I like Frog Girl, but as her name entails, she is girl.
Yeah, and she's probably like 12.
Aren't Suya, they like 14?
Suya is probably pretty
young.
That
doesn't make it better in my eyes.
I mean, no, absolutely not.
S's or 2 years?
But they're entering high school.
Suyu, okay.
Oops.
That's spelled differently.
All Might... Oh, absolutely. All Might is my waifu. Number one, 100%.
Okay, so All Might in All Might form or in person form?
I don't fucking care.
You gotta pick one.
Person form.
Okay.
I don't want him to hurt himself.
But there's a time where he didn't hurt himself doing that.
I mean, they're the same person. Why does his body matter?
I'm just like his personality. I'm trying to make this
we
interesting
need bodies
here.
To live. Yeah. Otherwise, we're just goo.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're all radioactive snot.
What if Bigfoot is just Flubber with hair?
Aren't we all just Flubber with hair and skin?
I think Flubber might be a little too small to fill Bigfoot's shoes. Because Flubber was like small dude. Bigfoot, in my mind, is massive because it's his.
Oh yeah, Bigfoot's at least 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Well, what if he's like 7 inches tall and just has real big feet?
That would be. Kind of cute,
he'd
but also kind of scary.
I don't think he'd be able to move.
Yeah.
He can.
If he was seven inches tall, he had normal people
on the ground.
Feet.
Rabbits. Rabbits got big feet and they're
small
Bigfoot
and
they can
is
move.
Just Dan. You know, okay, that's the second time you've said that.
Bigfoot has a human bone structure.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, human-like.
Well, we don't know. We've never.
He has a bipedal bone structure. So big, like actual big feet. Normal sized human feet on a 7-inch body would not move.
Well, they didn't have to say they'd be like regular human sized feet. They're just big for 7 inches.
Oh, okay. They could be scaled, yeah.
But
yeah.
Bigfoot is on like the larger size of human feet. They've taken casts of his feet. And they've taken a picture of them.
Who is this they?
Cryptologists! You think I'm making this shit up?
But what if they just used it for scale? What if, like, you know, it's
He's
all
next
about-
to a goddamn, like, fallen tree!
You know, maybe it's a really, really small... It's a sapling.
Saplings aren't this thick!
It's a pudgy sapling.
You guys are making... conjecture about a being that's like 3 feet away from you.
Look at the shoes. You know, I feel like at this point we shouldn't look at the shoes, Kennedy. They seem like normal feet to
what
me.
What shoes?
Oh, God.
Dan's shoes.
Where are they?
On his feet.
Okay.
You must be thinking they're like somewhere in the room.
I just would like to clear this one up. Bakugo, I fucking hate him.
Oh, Bakugo's like... I really love Bakugo because he's like an angry piece of shit, But, like, he's not really all that much of a piece of shit. Like, he's a harmless piece of shit. Like, he will run up to you and talk shit in your face and, like, tell you you're a horrible person. But, like, he's, you know, he's not going to do anything about it.
He threatens to kill people, like, on the regular.
Yeah, he's all bark and no bite.
So he's a
He
fly.
Almost killed Ochako!
He didn't actually almost kill her. Like, that was, like... Well, okay, so, like, literally almost everyone killed everyone in that.
Okay,
in
yes,
some of those fights.
But he wasn't gonna stop unless someone intervened.
Yeah. Just wanted to win.
I mean, he's not a big of a piece of shit. As big a piece of shit as Endeavor, so.
No, Endeavor is the piece of shit.
Yeah. Makes sense, because he's number two.
Ha!
Ha! That was 100% on purpose from the author.
Yeah, it had to be, right?
It had to be.
Yeah, there's no
way. Like, that author is so aware of everything he does.
Yeah.
More waifus? Eraserhead.
Eraserhead's really great, and he's actually my wallpaper.
100% waifu for me.
Look at him. He's just there sleeping. He's really great.
No, yeah, yeah, All Might, definitely.
Yeah. Out of that show, I wouldn't pick any of them as waifus. They're all too precious, and I like them too much.
Okay. Oh, I got a kind of obscure one.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Benedetto from Gangsta.
From what?
Gangsta.
Which one is him?
Okay. It's the girl.
Oh, okay. See, I don't, like, I dropped it after episode 3.
She's a girl.
Okay.
So...
How do I spell this?
Just gangsta. Like gangster, but A at the end instead
of ER. Oh, okay.
Tokoyami is definitely precious. I love her.
Tokoyami's really great.
It's her.
Yeah, it's her.
Oh, okay. I don't know what this is.
I love her. I like the whole trio, actually. They're a pretty likable trio.
Okay.
I read like 40 chapters of the manga. So.
Okay, I've only watched the show.
Oh, got
and
it.
Like I dropped it after 3 episodes.
Yeah, the show's not great.
Yeah, they kind of like episode 2 felt like episode 20, and they skipped episodes 2 through 19.
Yeah, the manga does that too, but like they're quicker to go back and reiterate some things. So it's still fast paced, which is kind of what I like about it.
Yeah, Kennedy, Oya is a waifu, and get the fuck out of here. I know that's who you married by accident, but...
Oh yeah, Fire Emblem's a huge source of waifus, apparently. We've done this before, though.
We have.
But
It's all about Faye, not Dragon Faye, Archer Faye.
If we're talking Persona waifus, Haru and Chie.
Haru is like, okay, I'm glad we agree for both waifus for these Persona games. Because Haru is absolutely the best waifu in Persona. It's
neither
like
of those
close.
Arguments sounded like Naoto.
Well, Persona 5.
Okay.
Well, also, Chie is better than Naruto. Naoto, not Naruto.
Chie is better than Naruto.
No. You heard it here on the Lifecast. Yeah.
No, I don't think Chie is better than Naoto.
Chie is better than Naoto.
I think Yukiko was better than Chie, honestly.
Yukiko is like the worst waifu.
Like, actually nothing happened with Yukiko.
Yeah, but she's still the best waifu.
I mean... No.
Solid argument.
Like... Here, I can sum up Yukiko with one phrase. I'm pretty, I have great friends, I do well in school, and I'm gonna have a secure job after school. My life sucks.
Hey, that's called depression.
Comes in many forms.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, but they wrote her like she was just whining.
That's true.
It could have been done much better.
It could have been. Also, none of your options sounded like kanji.
Okay, I'll kanji.
Okay, yeah.
Actually,
outside of like dateable characters, yes, kanji.
He should have been a dateable character.
Kanji is like...
Make it gay, you cowards!
I haven't played Persona.
So,
just play 4.
Yeah, honestly.
Like,
yeah,
I don't want to play 5.
I like 3, I like 5, but just play 4.
Every time Howard plays the game, I want the music to stop.
Bam, bam, hoo,
hell. You don't need to do that. We're going to get a copyright strike when we put this on YouTube.
Ooh,
now.
Thank you.
Like,
thanks. I think I was pretty good at it.
I don't mind when they're like in whatever
Yosuke,
room
Yosuke
they're
was
in.
Supposed to be dateable,
that's
apparently.
Fine.
Was this Persona 5 or Persona 4?
Yosuke is what, 4.
Yosuke is 4, Yusuke is 5.
Yosuke
is
supposed to be dateable. That would have been pretty cool.
Yosuke was cool. Though in 5, yes,
just make
also
it gay. Just make
Yusuke
it gay.
Please. Let me date the art boy.
No.
Just let me date a boy.
Like, I'd agree with you if they did more with him, but they just kind of don't really. Eh. But still have him there as an option.
Yeah.
I would not have chosen him. I would have just stuck through with Haru, because she's absolutely the best.
Haru is so great.
It's not even close.
She's so precious.
Fuck all you Makoto people. I don't want to
associate with you. Is Makoto the one with the motorcycle?
Yeah, yes. She's the motorcycle one.
Okay, bye.
Wait, is that the one you like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because she has a motorcycle.
Her motorcycle, like, do you really know cool? me?
Her motorcycle is really motorcycle. Cool. I want Makoto's persona. Yeah. But, like,
I'm insulting her, not her motorcycle.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's just okay. She's just kind of
there.
She's
just really okay.
Like, you don't really do much.
I mean, I have no, like, emotional attachment to anyone in Persona 5, so yeah. I don't really care, yeah. but.
No. I want to date the lobster.
I want to date the lobster boy.
So, like, who's the lobster Ryoma?
Yeah, that's who my mind was going to.
No, lobster boy is Yusuke.
Oh. Oh, that's right, because he had the fucking lobster.
Yeah, the lobster. Apparently about scene. Yosuke, the reason why they decided to make him not dateable isn't clear. It's because it's fucking, they're fucking homophobic, Kennedy.
It's very clear.
What's not clear? Yusuke. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yusuke's yeah, lobster boy.
I totally just forgot about the thing where he's just running around with a lobster.
He has all the best scenes.
He does.
Well, actually, hold on. Kennedy's about to slam me right here.
Well, actually. Yusuke. Oh. Yusuke is chronically homophobic. Outwardly.
You can't just make homophobic people repressed gay. Yeah. That's a lot of issues that I don't want to discuss right now.
Well, in this one, wouldn't that be like Ryuji too? Or is he just afraid of the dudes? Because, like, there are multiple occasions in Persona 5 where the gay couple walks up to Ryuji and he just runs away.
No, I think he's just afraid of them.
Is he just afraid of them?
I think he's afraid of them specifically.
Okay. Because I was going to say, because, like, if both Yosuke and Ryuji are both that, I'm like, oh, come on now. We got too many similarities.
No, because, like, Ryuji was getting straight up harassed.
Yeah, he was getting harassed.
He has a right to not like those two.
I still think we peaked when we talked about Bayonetta.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
we shouldn't have started out with
like
that.
Like in simple like Bayonetta is just like the waifu. Like in like if you take every video game, take every waifu from every fucking video game, you would not be able to find a better waifu than Bayonetta. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
She was literally designed to be the perfect waifu.
Yeah.
And they nailed it.
By a woman. She was designed to be the perfect waifu.
Yes. She's perfect. No one else is.
Yep. I totally forgot that this was episode 69. I just kind of forget what episode we're doing until it's done.
I did until about right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the life cast. We argued about waifus for a little bit.
Yeah.
We probably could have done more had we known beforehand, or had we done any planning at all
yes,
for this
we
podcast.
Could. But we didn't. Bayo got back problems. Well, I can.
She's
help
12
her.
Heads tall. I don't think, like, her back follows proportion.
Yeah, she's
at
like
all.
7'5".
Yeah.
Like, I still. Okay. Yes.
7'5"?
I like tall people.
I actually don't know if that's true. I just said a number.
Let's see. Let's get up the Bayonetta wiki. I want the character, not the page for the game. How tall is Bayonetta? Are you kidding me? You don't have her fucking height? What a garbage game.
It's probably really hard to determine.
I don't see it.
Who's the dude that runs the bar in hell?
And her... man, that doesn't help us! According to other media appearances, Bayonetta's weight is 4.67 Umbran witch weight, and her stature is 11.951 Umbran witch height. So you've got it. You've heard it here first.
Yeah.
Bayonetta is 11.951. No unit of measurement.
Maybe she's literally 11 feet tall.
Or 11 umbran tall.
Maybe it's just a direct translation.
Maybe.
And it's too powerful for us to know.
We never
like
know.
Like, if we knew, our brains would explode.
Let me find a umbran to beat.
Thanks, Adam. We're going to do this one thing. Hold on.
Okay, is Bayonetta a giant? A Kotaku article?
Yep. I'm surprised it's not a Polygon article or a Waypoint article.
Okay. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
get the little girl is 100 centimeters. We don't know this for sure, as I mentioned earlier. Let's say a female is then 160 centimeters, and a male, for an example, is 170 centimeters. And by the totally unscientific, totally unfounded assumption that Bayonetta would be 250 centimeters, that's over 8 feet tall.
Yep.
8 feet or 11 heads high. 11 heads, even SNK. Okay. Yeah, okay, so according to this, with no
actual backing to it whatsoever. Yeah. Okay, but Bayonetta is 8 to 9 feet tall.
I will attest to this and say she is about 8 or 9 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Because when in Bayonetta 1, she is sitting in the car with her feet through the dashboard.
Whoa.
Like through the windshield.
Okay.
That's an extra probably 2 feet there.
Yeah.
And she is sitting a lot taller than the person next to her. Okay. I forget his name. He's the portly dude.
Yeah,
I forget his name too.
She's sitting like 2 or 3 feet taller than
Danny
him.
DeVito.
Yeah, it's like
knockoff Danny DeVito. So I would argue that Bayonetta is probably around 8 feet tall.
Yeah,
given that he's about 5.
That's tall.
That's
very tall.
Yep. Safe bet though.
Yeah.
Safe bet. Bayonetta is 8 feet tall. You heard it here first.
That is going to do it for us on the Lifecast today.
Yeah.
Thank you for sticking around with us. And we will be back next week with episode 70. This was episode 69. And we probably should have said that beforehand. So yeah, that's it. Bye.
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 Bye-bye.